The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. So we have two takes on the eschaton, the end times, this evening. It all depends on your point of view. The first is rather dismal. There will be signs in the sun, and the moon, and the stars. Nations will be dismayed. People will die of fright in anticipation. Powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then the second, much, much more positive. When you see these signs, stand erect, raise your head, for your redemption is at hand. To paraphrase, the world is coming to an end, but I don't mean that in a bad way. It all depends on your point of view. To a person of no faith, very little experience of Scripture, on the outside looking in, this gospel passage can sound like a really bad screenplay to next summer's blockbuster. Great, big on blowing things up, very short on plot. But to a persecuted Christian community at the end of the first century, the real message is that second part. When you see these things, stand erect, hold your heads up high, for your redemption is at hand. Jesus is coming to redeem his people. A new and better world is about to be born. Suffering's days are numbered. Up to a point, we get the chance to write our ending. We get to play our part in how it plays out. It all depends on our point of view. It all depends on what we choose. Do we look upon others as God sees them? Or do we see others as obstacles and inconveniences? Do we choose love or hate? Selflessness or selfishness? The pain, the harm that we can inflict on others, or the joy we bring, the goodness that we share? It all depends on our point of view. we remain faithful, trusting in God, supporting one another, building up the body of Christ, constantly stretching towards the kingdom, then Jesus does come as Redeemer. Then there is nothing at all to fear, for our redemption is at hand.